Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
I'm Jim Cramer, and you're about to hear a sample taken directly from today's CNBC Investing Club morning meeting.
We've got a very interesting rotation going on today, which is out of tech and into the staples, of which it reminds us why we own Procter, why we own Abbott, and why we own GE Healthcare.
Yeah, healthcare too, doing pretty well. You mentioned out of tech. Some of the semis that were just rallying furiously over the last couple of weeks are giving back some gains, seeing some profit taking. Mag 7, Eli Lilly, which I think many lump in together with the Magnificent right. 7 as well. We'll see if it leads to more. You got NVIDIA earnings later this week, Palo Alto tonight.
Yeah, no, NVIDIA is very interesting. So I was with Scott Wapner this morning, not my usual gang, and Scott was talking about the whole shooting match, that NVIDIA is everything. I want to point out, I may do this tonight because I like to make it so that people understand outside of the stock world, but this is Taylor Swift, okay? I mean, every time you think that she has achieved what she has to achieve, she comes out and shocks you. I was watching some Jensen notes about what he's going to do at the next conference in March. He's already thinking way beyond this. He is not going to be constrained by the four walls of a chart which says he has to break out here. What he's talking about is next-gen stack that no one has. I mean, in other words, putting aside and leaving behind Advanced Micro.
Yeah, we'll talk more about NVIDIA tomorrow ahead of earnings.
And our big confab on Saturday.
Absolutely. This Saturday, the 24th, our annual meeting is this Saturday.
Yeah, big
event. You can
see it. Do you think NVIDIA is going to come up?
I bet it. If I was a betting man, I would definitely say it would. But I did want to just briefly say it will be interesting to see if the stock does sell off after earnings, if buyers then come in ahead of that GTC event.
Start your day with my outlook on the daily market every morning at 10:20 a.m. Visit CNBC.com/morningtake to access all the benefits of being a CNBC Investing Club member.
All opinions expressed by Jim Cramer on this podcast and in connection with the CNBC Investing Club are solely Cramer's opinions and do not reflect the opinions of CNBC, NBC Universal, or their parent company or affiliates, and may have been previously disseminated by Cramer on television, radio, internet, or another medium. No specific outcome or profit is guaranteed in connection with your reliance upon or other use of the content from Cramer. The opinions offered in connection with this podcast and the CNBC Investing Club are not an attempt to induce any particular trading behavior, investment, or strategy. You should be aware of the risk of loss in following any strategy or investment discussed in the content from Cramer. To view the full CNBC Investing Club disclaimer, please visit cnbc.com/investing club disclaimer.
What's on the horizon for financial markets? At PGIM, it's a question that over 1,400 investment professionals relentlessly research in pursuit of your long-term goals. Specialized across asset classes, but united in collaboration. Our teams provide global and local expertise. Our investments shape tomorrow, today. Pursue your tomorrow with PGIM, a leading global asset manager.